Hi everyone, welcome to the Drunken Whalers, a podcast where we get drunk and talk about Dishonored. I'm Sarah, and I am joined by Claire.
Hi everyone, I bought more cider. It was on sale today. I just remembered this.
That's exciting. That means that they're supporting our podcast.
It's true, yeah. I went to the store, and it was like $8 for a six-pack instead of like 13 or whatever the fuck it usually is.
You pay $13 for a six-pack of cider?
I also pay extra for my McDonald's. Like, even McDonald's is more expensive in New York City.
That sucks. Yeah, I always get a six-pack from, like, Trader Joe's. It's usually about $10.
I mean, I could probably go to Trader Joe's, but, like, there's not one that's really close to me, and I don't have a car.
Yeah. New York City, everybody!
Pretty much. It's fine, because my cider was on sale.
There you go, yeah. I live in the suburbs, but was my cider on sale? No.
So yeah, so here we are. Where are we? We're at Dowd's Lair.
And we're about to go talk about him for 5 hours.
That's not right. So yeah, he has this really, I guess this is, I don't know what room he's camped out in. This is his office. There's some, like, nice doors, but.
It's his office, and there's a bed upstairs, so I think he, like, sleeps here. There's no roof.
Yeah, there's no room. It's like an office, a loft, no roof. What do you guys do when it rains?
Get wet, I guess, because he hates himself.
Whatever.
Yeah, and as you kind of get near here, you can overhear Dowd talking to his lieutenant, who we think is Thomas. There's no evidence in this game that it's Thomas, but judging from what we know of the Whalers, it's probably Thomas.
Yeah, we get to meet Thomas in, what, the Knife of Dunwall? So the next pack, yeah. We get to meet Thomas. For me, I, like, did an odd way, like, I veered towards the office, so I triggered this, but didn't, like, go close to it, and so you can actually see him, like, run in.
Aww.
Like, he runs.
Yeah, I was, like, kind of watching through the door, and he basically runs in and is like, hey, Corvo's, like, fucking us up, like, he's killed men that have no equal in the Isles, I'm afraid he'll kill me too, you said this wouldn't happen, sir. Which is really funny.
It is very funny. He says the same thing in Low Chaos. He said that when I was listening too. Also very funny, when he runs in, Dowd says, may I not have a moment of peace?
Oh, he does say that. Oh, Dowd.
So yeah, Thomas is like, you said this couldn't happen. And Dowd is like, does it look like I thought this could happen? Like, what the fuck?
He says, I didn't think it could. I always thought one of you, the strongest of you, might kill me, but not a stranger. A man not trained in our methods, but perhaps he will. Remain on watch and kill him if you can. Maybe you'll surprise us both. So that's rude, because it means he doesn't think that Thomas can kill Corvo. Second of all, it's fucked up that he thought one of the Whalers was gonna kill him.
So yeah, so then this random Whaler, who we hope is Thomas, leaves, and Dowd begins to record an audiograph, thus proving again our theory that Dowd just loves the sound of his own voice.
He loves it. Also, it's always funny to me when you can, like, listen to someone give a monologue and then you can later get the audiograph. Like, that's my favorite little, like, cute thing that Dishonored does. Mm-hmm. He talks about the Lord Regent, basically.
Yeah, he pretty much just is like, fucking sucks that you died, Lord Regent. You'll never know how many times I thought about trying to get close to you and kill you. But now there's no need.
But Corvo beat me to it.
Yeah. It's like, but now there's no need. You've been taken down by the same apparatus that gave you life. Laws, courtrooms, and the mighty swell of public outrage. Which I'm betting was different for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I only wrote down part of what he said, because, yeah, basically he, like, basically says that Corvo beat him to killing him, and he's kind of, like, talking about how much he hates the Lord Regent, and he's like, how many people did I kill for you? None like the last, none like her. I'd give back all the coin if I could. No one should have to kill an empress. Which, that's great, Dowd. You didn't have to fucking do it. Like, no one was making you.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he says in this one, too. Like, none like her. Like, you didn't have to make it like her.
He's so emo about it. I love it. He's so sad.
Yeah. It's, you didn't have to do that, man. So yeah, then he turns it off, and it's like, great. You're still annoying, Dad. You still killed her. You still, like, took the money and assassinated someone. So I saved, yep. and I just pretty much walked in there like, hey, what up, so that he could see me and so I could fight him to see what happens. Because you, like, when you do, like, when you get close to his lair, like, you have two, like, objective markers pop up, and one of them is, like, kill him, and the other one is, like, send a message, in which you steal his keys and his wallet, and you leave.
Which, yeah, which is the funniest option, because then, like, at some point later, he'll just, like, realize that you robbed him and then left without him seeing you.
It's really, really funny. So, yeah, so I saved and walked in there to see what would happen. Pretty much, like, he notices you, two whalers immediately show up, and then Dowd freezes time.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. See, I never got him to do that, because I kept freezing time beforehand, which, if you do that, it freezes the whalers, but it will not freeze him. And he says, nice try, Corvo.
That's interesting. Yeah, he freezes time, and he freezes his whalers as well, which is really interesting. Like, I would have thought that they would be immune to him doing it.
Yeah.
But they're not.
I guess he wants to be, like, 1v1 with you.
Yeah, he pretty much, he has, like, a line that, like, now we two will fight, like, that, like, we'll do this duel that only we could.
Oh, yeah.
And he tells his whalers.
Against the ticking of the clock.
Yeah. I didn't write it down, I couldn't find it, but it was really pretentious. So, yeah, then he pretty much, like, tells his whalers to get lost. This is, like, him and Corvo alone.
Yeah, it's very much that, like, this is something I have to do alone type of thing.
Yeah, and he's annoying to fight, because
he's so annoying. I did it, like, 10 times, because he kept killing me on accident.
He didn't kill me. I, like, combat-wise, like, if I saw this in a movie, I would really like it. Player-wise, it sucks, but, like, a lot of the times when you strike him, he'll transverse away before you can slice him, so he's gone by the time your sword is through him. Which is super neat.
Which, yeah, it's, like, very cool, and, like, it makes sense, but it's, like, it's very annoying, especially because Noah, like, that has never happened to you before in this game, and it never will again. He's the only person who could do that.
Yeah, and there's also, like, not a lock-on function in this game, so, like, he disappears, and you have to, like look around the entire room to find him again.
Yeah. Oh, also, if you try, kind of the same way as, like, how freeze time doesn't work on him, if you try to possess him, basically, he says again, like, nice try, Corvo, but my mind is the last place you want to be, and he kicks you out of his head.
That's, like, such a power move.
It's so cool. But yeah, he has, like, a lot of good lines, like, while you're fighting him.
Yeah.
Like, one of them is, like, I've waited for this. Let's see if the outsider will save your life or mine. Which, again, bitter ex vibes.
He also has one where he's like, why do you fight? Do you fight for the men who betrayed you? For the Empress? You know I killed her. Fight as if you mean it. Which, wow, buddy.
Yeah. Dowd's got a lot of issues.
Yeah. I think my favorite one is the one where he says, we're of the same breed, you and I. We kill for others. You think I'm your enemy? I've never lied to you. Which is another bitter ex thing to say. Like, I don't think I would just tell some random dude who showed up to kill me, like, I've never lied to you. Like, we've never met.
Yeah, it's like, it's extreme. Like, this fight is, like, extremely, like, Dowd is fighting the guy who's now dating his ex-boyfriend. It's, like, incredible. I love it so much.
Like, eventually... like, you beat him enough that he will, like, run away to another part of the, like, another ruin, so you have to follow him. He is injured. And then he monologues at you for so long.
I wrote down the whole thing. It's such a long goddamn monologue.
It's so long. Yeah, pretty much you follow him, and he says, I have one more surprise for you. I ask for my life. To which I was immediately like, no. But I listened to him. But yeah, it's so long. He talks some shit about, he's like, when I killed, you know, your empress and kidnapped her daughter, like, something broke inside of me. Like, seeing the mark on the back of your hand, I remember all I've done, the years of killing people. And, like, let me be clear, I'm paraphrasing this for you guys. It's long. It's...
You can look it up if you want. It also will appear again.
Will it? Yes, it will. Yeah, so pretty much is, like, he talks about how it was, like, a bunch of years of killing people, and, like, what has he accomplished, more than Corvo has, or less. And then he has, like, this smaller spiel about, like, listening to the outsider.
Like, whispering in his ear.
Yeah, whispering that he was going to change things, that he was somehow important, and that it felt good, and made Dowd believe he was powerful. But now he wants nothing more to leave the city and fade from the memory of those who live here. And then the only thing I think will probably be different from the one you got, Sarah, is Dad says, like, the men you worked for asked you to kill for them, but you found another way. You took a path I could have followed, but did not. Now my life is in your hands.
Oh, yeah, he just doesn't say that. For me, it's like it ends as, like, what have I accomplished? More than you have or much less. Now I want nothing but to leave this city and to fade from the memory of those who reside here. I've had enough killing, so my life is in your hands. Make your choice. So I think it basically just takes out the bit about you not killing people because you have been killing people.
Probably. So yeah, I murdered him. Well, I was
the same, hey.
I was curious to see what would happen. It was brutal. Like, you slice his throat and throw him off a building.
I know. I was, like, not expecting that at all. And especially, it was annoying because I wanted to, like, steal what he had on him and I had to go get his body because I had thrown it off the roof. Because, yeah, which, it makes sense because it's, like, Corvo has every reason to, like, hate this dude, but it's, like, damn, like, you didn't have to throw him off the building.
Like, he just, I don't know.
But, yeah, so, yeah.
It's kind of funny. For me, like, if you put away your sword, he says, and you choose mercy, extraordinary, and then he just transverses away. Bye.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I had never done this before, because the first time, I played this game, Low Chaos, the first time, but basically I, like, went in, and, like, to Dowd's lair, and, like, Dowd's lair, and stole the key, and then I just, like, I got into a fight with Dowd, and I was like, oh god, I don't want to deal with this, and I ran away. And just, like, blinked away, because I was like, I can't do this fight, I have to leave, and I, like, didn't know about this monologue, because, like, what's canon that happens is that you go get this monologue from Dowd, and then you spare him.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, in the canon Dishonored timeline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and after this, I just reloaded, and I went in, stole his keys, and, like, left him still conscious, because it's so funny that way.
It is. Yeah, I was kind of messing around. Because I was curious, like, if you would still get that monologue cutscene if you killed him without him noticing you, and if you can kill him without doing all that, if you just, like, sneak up behind him and slice his throat, like, it'll just be, like, target assassinated Dowd.
That's kind of sad. Like, I understand that, like, it kind of has to happen that way, but it's, like, it's so much of the rest of the franchise is set up with Dowd being there.
I know, that is the thing. It's, like, it's very easy to miss a lot of the interesting Dowd stuff, and it's, like, but it's so interesting.
Yeah, like, the first time I played this, I did not care about Dowd. I didn't do any other shit. He was just the guy who murdered my wife, and I was just, bye.
But thankfully, we have the DLC.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then, so I was kind of, like, snooping around his room.
Oh yeah, I did that too.
I wrote down all the heart lines, so we're gonna talk about what the heart lines are.
Wait, let's go through his room first.
Okay.
So you can find his audiograph recording. I found a book on Black Sally, who I guess is, like, the mom boss who I think trained Slapjaw. I think I remember reading that somewhere.
Oh, that would make sense. It talks about her, like, getting brutally murdered, basically, by the Watch Captain.
Yeah. It also talks about how brutal she was, too. Mm-hmm. There's also, like, so if you go to, like, the loft where Dowd sleeps in his roofless office, you can read his mail.
Yeah, you can.
There's a letter from Hiram Burroughs saying, I'm satisfied. Corvo would have been useful to me, but your improvisation was exemplary. Him taking the fall for the crime greatly simplifies matters. I'll contact you shortly for additional assignments. Which I also think is very interesting that Dowd has been doing missions, like, in assassinations for the Lord Regent for ages, apparently. Like, yeah. They've done several.
So, yeah, the Dunwall government's good.
There's also a journal from Dowd, which he does not call it his journal. He says his log, but it's a journal. He's writing a diary. And it pretty much talks about how he's killed a lot of fucking people, so why should an empress be any different? Why should he feel the weight of this dying city on his back? Which, nice.
Nice.
And then it talks about Corvo, because I don't think Dad can do anything without Corvo. And it pretty much...
Yeah.
The rest of this pretty much says, like, Corvo, the Lord Protector, is of Sir Kronos, just as I once was. I might have known this, but it didn't matter until I recognized it in his face. It brought back memories of home and the optimistic young man I once was. What would I find if I went back there? Would I find it rotted from the inside, like Dunwall? Or will it simply appear like that because I am the one who's rotted? Which is a lot of interesting things, which...
It's so interesting.
So yeah, Dowd is also from Sir Kronos, and Actually, so I'm going to find this extra thing. So I think originally both Corvo and Doubt were not supposed to be white. Like, there's a book you can find and, like concept art.
Like, early on about Doubt.
Like, yeah, one of the books you find very early on, like, in the definitive edition, specifically says Doubt is dusky skin. He is not. He's white as fuck.
Yeah, he looks white.
He looks very white. And, like, you don't see Corvo's face in this one, but in the second game, Corvo's also pretty white.
White. Which, in it, but it's like, but they treat Cirkonos like the people over there are, like, not considered white.
Yeah, and it's just, it's... Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's really annoying and it's obnoxious. Bad. It's so bad that they had this set up and, like, to specifically, like, have this line about how, like, I recognized in Corvo's face, like, I saw my homeland there. And then just have them both be white.
And it's like, well, what does that mean, then? Like, that doesn't mean
anything.
You just
saw another white person, like...
Yeah, it's, like, it's really, it's very unfortunate.
It's so unfortunate. I think later there is a journal you can find about, like, the Lord Protectors, and it notes that the only one who killed, their ruler was...
Their charge.
Like, their charge was the one who wasn't born in Gristle. Like, it was Corvo, yeah, like who's that. From Cirkonos. So it's like...
Well, and it's like, that book is actually, that book's right next to Doubt's log, oh. So it's like, they're put next to each other. It's just like, this, like, stuff that, like, connects them, because they're from Cirkonos.
Right. So just, like, it's infuriating, and... Yeah, I hate it.
It's bad. Dishonored's bad sometimes.
Dishonored's bad a lot of the time. Yeah.
That's true.
Also, I think something I didn't realize, but the book on the Royal Protector, like, that's next to this journal also mentions, like, how the Royal Protector is chosen, and apparently the monarch chooses them at age 12, which I feel is quite young to choose a bodyguard who's gonna, like, be by your side 100% of the time for the rest of your life.
I know, it's like, yeah, I hope you fucking like them.
Yeah, like, that just seems a little young.
Yeah, but yeah, so it's, like, Jessamine, like, I think, yeah, Corvo became the Royal Protector when he was, like, 19.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know if, like, I don't know what, if, like, Jessamine had a Royal Protector before that.
I don't think so. This comes up sometimes in Dishonored 2.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll just wait and talk about it then, because I don't remember.
Yeah. because I think I remember, like, a note about it, but. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's, I think that's everything up in the loft, and then it's, like, downstairs there's also, on the ground in his little study area, there's a map of the tower, and, like, a picture of, a drawing of Jessamine with a bolt through it, and basically it's, like, clearly, like, a plan for her assassination.
Oh, I missed that.
Just, like, chilling on the floor.
Sad.
Yeah, it was, I, like, saw it, and I was like, dude, like, are you not gonna clean this up? Like, it's been, like, 7 months. Like, I know you're sad, but oh my god.
Yeah, I just, wow. Doubt. Come on, buddy.
Come on. Doubt is not good at getting over things.
That's understandable.
Woof.
I can't remember what you were going to talk about before we talked. Oh, the heart lines. Tell me some of the heart lines. Heart. I did not even check. Because you said you had.
So, let's see. Okay, I think I wrote down all of them. But so there's one where it's like, talking about his past, and it's like, in the schoolyard, other children would mark at his quick hands. One day, a young man came for Doubt and led him away. Which I can't remember Doubt's backstory, so I don't know what that means. And then another one is, no, there is no turning back from the path he has chosen. And then, paid assassin, Doubt, the last thing the Empress felt was his blade, with, like, a very significant pause. And then, his hands do violence, but there is a different dream in his heart.
Oh, that's so sad.
And the last one, I know, it's very sad. The last one, but the last one's, why have you brought me here? Am I meant to forgive this man for what he did?
Ouch.
Yeah, the heart's like, cut it. The heart's not happy with Doubt.
That's fair. He killed her.
Yeah, it's like, that's valid.
Yeah, the line about being led away is, I believe he was kidnapped.
That makes sense. That tracks.
I would say middle school age, but I don't know that they have middle school. So, like, when he was, like, 12 or so would be my guess. I don't think it's ever, like, clarified, but, like, it's... He was, supposedly kidnapped and taken away for his, skills.
Yeah. Yeah. That, yeah.
And I don't, I don't know
his mom is a witch, right?
Yes. His mother was rumored to be a witch.
Yeah.
I don't know that Dowd believes this, though. I think Dowd, like, somewhere says that, no, she was just actually really good at medicine and wasn't a witch at all.
Well, either thing's possible, really.
Yeah. So, yeah, that man, sad about Dowd.
Yeah, Dowd. Dowd's whole thing is sad. Also, he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, he's a dumbass, and, like, he did do a lot of dumbass shit, but I am sad about him.
He did a lot of dumbass murders. Yeah, I'm excited when we get to talk about him more in the DLC.
Yes.
So
yeah, after you, like, kill him or steal his key or whatever you plan to do, you can just go to, like, the Redshore Gate. On your way to it, you can steal a Sokolov painting, which...
It's the Torturer.
Yeah, the Torturer's Quaternomic Grin. Like, Grin? The Torturer's Quaternomic Groan? Either way,
It means nothing.
It means nothing. Why is he painting the fucking Torturer?
I don't know. Sokolov had too much time on his hands.
Yeah. So yeah, you can go through the sewers really easily, and you can pop out in a mass grave.
Oh god, I hate it. Oh, also, before you get there, there's, like, one book you can find in that little area as you leave, and it's not that important, but I just wanted to note it down, because it's, like, some guy complaining about how they're supposed to, the, like, Chamber of Commerce was, like, leaving this building, and there's this dude, like, complaining about it and being like, this is stupid. And I only wrote it down because he used as a euphemism for, like, are you crazy? He said, have you been drinking the outsider's piss? Which is the funniest thing in the world.
Oh, I really do love the expletives they use.
This is such a good idiom.
That's so
But yeah, so you leave and you're in a mass grave and it sucks.
So yes, you leave. Mass grave. Fun. Cheery. Like, you come up in, like, I guess an empty canal, and as you watch, like, a rail car will come over this mass grave, stop, and then just dump, like, 50 or so corpses on top of it.
Like, a lot.
It is so unpleasant.
And not all of them are corpses. Some of those people are alive.
Yeah, so there's, like, a lot of plague victims slash survivors. Like, the first one I saw was this guy trying to help his friend out of the mass grave.
They're sad. They make me sad.
Yeah, if you listen to them, like, one of them is like, I can't see anything. Are we in a basement? And the other one's like, I told you there was no hospital. What did you expect to happen to us? And the sick guy is like, they're city guards. They're supposed to protect people.
It's like, are they?
And the other one says, they did. They protected the healthy people from us, the sick ones. And the sick one's like, oh, not that bad. Some people pull through. Like, I'm going to pull through and I'm going to give myself a fresh start. And then he dies.
Yeah, and his, like, his friend's like, all right.
I think the other one says, like, goodbye, my boy, which is interesting, because, like, they look like the same age, but maybe it's his dad.
There's only, like, 3 character models in this game, so everyone looks the same.
Yeah. If you go talk to them, the alive one will say, strange, you don't look very ill. Are you a spirit from the void?
Kinda.
Then he tells you, like, do you really think a third of the city is supposed to be dead? And then gives you, like, a little bit of his backstory, which is that, you know, he was sick, and they got dropped in a pile of corpses, and he's so sad, he's like, I only wanted to die at home. I'm so sorry, dude, I would take you back home if I could.
But I'm busy.
Yeah. There's also, like, one woman who's coughing and sick, but she's not a weeper. If you show up, she pretty much, like, it's like, are you some sort of new guard? Or a doctor? LOL, JK, I know you're not a doctor.
She is so mean. I love this lady. She, like, just yells at you.
Yeah, she pretty much just yells at you. She tells you, like, maybe you can catch a ride out of the district in the plague wagon.
On the corpse train.
Yeah, on the corpse train. Like, you're halfway there. You can go up to the roof. But I don't
know. Oh, and there's a letter on her bed from her sister who's begging her to come home.
Yeah, it says, like, Alpha, we don't care if you're sick. Come home. Like, your sister says you want to hide out in the flooded district and die alone there. Please don't do that. I love you. Alpha, go home.
It's sad.
There's also some guards who keep talking about all these live ones who keep climbing out of the canal, which... Dude! Like...
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, there's, like, a whole bunch of, like, plague victims. Like, a lot of them tell you to try and get out. I found you, I think this is part of the mission that you can't find in High Chaos, but there's, like, a whole building, like, full of, like, 10 or so survivors who are trying to figure a way out of the district. One of them says that he has friends who are going to come get him as soon as the arc pylon near the back stairs are out. Mm-hmm. And then if you talk to him, his name is Blake, and he's like, hey, I know you. And you're like, I don't think so, Blake. And then he says, no, no, you made a name for yourself, like, doing good work, killing all those people. I have some friends who are coming to rescue us if you can take the arc pylon out. I'm like, sure, Blake, I can do that for you.
Yeah, I think, yeah, this does not happen if you're in High Chaos.
No, I think these are all just Weepers if you do this in High Chaos.
Yeah, I've killed so many Weepers in this mission, so that tracks.
Yeah. So yeah, so you can, like, climb up to the top of the building, and take out the arc pylons. This whole area is, like, pretty empty. There's, like, three or four tall boys roaming around who I killed them.
This is after you, like, get across the canal, right?
Yes. I did not take a ride on the corpse wagon.
I rode the corpse train.
I usually do, which is why this area was kind of a mystery to me, because I never walked around it. I just get right on the train and go to the next area.
Yeah. Well, the thing about the corpse train is if you ride it, you have to jump off at a certain point, because there's a wall of light, and if you go through it, you'll fucking die.
Yeah. I didn't do it that this time. I, like, intended to, but I was like, I want to explore the area, so I killed the guards so I could explore the area. But then I did the extra mission that's, like, these, helping these people turn off the arc pylon, and I didn't want to do it again.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. So I was like, alright, I'll do all your work, Blake. and, like, there's also two people in one of the rooms who are dressed very fancy, and one of them, like, the guy keeps saying, I must be immune. And his wife is there talking to him, and she's like, alright, whatever.
Whatever, dude, if you say so.
These are actually the Brimsleys.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, shit, the Brimsleys are terrifying.
Yeah, so this is Mace Brimsley and his wife.
Oh, these are, so in the, you kept hearing people talk about these people at Lady Boyle's last party. They do weird blood rituals.
Mm-hmm. Which, ironically, they're not sick, so maybe those blood rituals worked, but...
Yes. I guess so.
So yeah, you can read this guy's journal, and he talks about how he's like, I was so sure that if they found out my wife was sick, I'd be taken away, so we both pretended to be dead. They took us to the wagon. Neither of us died dropping from the wagon to the ground, which is unfortunate because my wife won't shut the fuck up.
That's so funny.
Like, he's like, day 11, my wife won't stop nagging. I'm like, don't you have bigger problems?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. There's also, like, some notes hanging around from, like, the guards, which are, like, really awful and cruel. Like, a lot of them are about, like, killing the plague survivors who are ill and played dead in hopes of escaping. Like, some of them are about tricking people to come down here and doing the work and then killing them.
Oh, yeah, that note was fucked up.
Yeah. So it's really sad. So yeah. And then, so once you disable the arc pylon, like, Blake will help, like, get all the survivors out. And then he says, like, you can wait with us, but, like, I'm sure you will be fine if you want to keep going.
It's like, yeah, you're right. I'm pretty cool.
So in the mission, like, I had killed all of the tall boys before this happened, but if you do this side mission before you kill them, they will start attacking the plague victims who are trying to go past the arc pylon, and you have to protect them.
Oh, so there is an escort mission in this game.
Yeah. Yes. I killed the people before I had to do it.
I just didn't do it. Hey.
So, yeah, so, like, it's, like, a very, very short escort mission. They walk out a door and go up some stairs, and then they're fine.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, and that's Corpse Land, and I eventually, like, went and found the Wall of Light, went through, and finally went to, like, the fucking sewers.
Yeah. And so what happens here is dependent on whether or not you helped, Slackjaw and or Granny Rye. I think it's mostly dependent on if you help Slackjaw.
You have to do both.
In the previous missions, because the first time I played this game, I missed all of this stuff because I didn't find Granny Rags like the first time because I couldn't figure out how to get into her house.
Yeah, you have to help. You have to do a mission from Granny Rags, and you also have to talk to Slackjaw in the next mission. So yeah, like there's not really that much in the sewer. Like it's like really pointless. It's such a pointless area.
I know. But so basically, you walk in and there's a. Well, he's a thug according to his little marker.
Yeah.
Who's just like hanging out.
Is he? I thought he was, like, dying.
Well, okay, yeah, he was lying on the ground.
He's not well. He pretty much is like, "Hey, you're the dude with the mask," and I'm like, "Yes, I'm famous.
That's me."
And he tells you that they can't open, like they can't get through the sewer without the sewer gate key, and he's not gonna go get it, but maybe we Corvo could handle it. And then he tells you, like, something attacked the Bottle Street Gang in the distillery using rats, which to most people would sound crazy, but considering we have a power that summons rats, doesn't sound that wild.
It's like,
to
us. Yeah, that checks out. That checks out, yeah.
So he pretty much tells you, like, they were attacked, they went down to the sewers to kill it, and then Slackjaw went missing, and Slackjaw had the key. So, fucking great. Thanks, Slackjaw. You can demand a duplicate.
And this guy is like, yeah, so I, like, left, but no one else came out after me.
So, yeah, so then you have to go through the sewer, which is mostly nothing. Like, there's river crests, there's one safe you can open, like, and another safe for Jelly, who we talked about in the first episode.
Oh, yeah, I love this. Yeah, there was a note by the safe that, like, reminded you what the code was by, like, naming the months of the year, basically. And there's a book right next to it that tells you what the months of the year in this universe are.
Yeah.
Since we don't know. There's 13 of them.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, it's the month of nets and the month of seeds and whatever, so you can pop open that safe. And I really must say thank you to Joey, who can never remember the fucking code, because he's making our life easy.
It does make it very easier. Oh, and as... I noticed this, and I think, because, like, as I was walking away from the thug, like, once I was walking into the next area, I, like, heard a gunshot, and I was so confused, because there was, like, no one else in this area except for fucking Rivercross, so I didn't know who was, like, shooting a gun, but, like, when I came back, the guy was dead, so I think he shot himself in high chaos, unclear.
Wow!
I think that only happens in high chaos.
Well, yeah, I didn't hear a gunshot. He was gone when I showed up, but his body wasn't there.
He leaves in low chaos, because I came back and his body was there, and he had a gun next to him.
That's so sad!
That's fucked up. This game's fucked up.
He was gonna die anyways, though. Like, straight up, I was really expecting to come back from this whole mission and see him dead there, because he just died.
Yeah, or got eaten by rats, which is what happens to everybody in this game.
Yeah. So yeah, so you can go through the sewers. There's, again, it's boring. There's nothing there. It's so goddamn pointless.
There's river crests that try to kill you and you throw grenades at them. But yeah, there's nothing there.
Yeah, and so you can, like, swim through stuff, and then finally you come out in this, like, really large, like, cavern, and you can find Slackjaw. He's locked up, and Granny Rags is talking to him.
Yeah, she's just monologuing at him weirdly. Granny Rags is a huge weirdo.
Yeah, he's, like, yelling, like, "Help! Someone save me from this crazy witch! She wants to eat me!" And Granny's like, "Calm down, I have to concentrate."
And yeah, and she does, like, he's not exaggerating, she does want to eat him. There's, like, a bathtub bubbling in the middle of this area. She's making soup.
Yeah, so if you go talk to her... I did this, like, several times because I wanted to see all the options. Like, if you go talk to her, she'll be like, "Oh, hello, dearie. Like, do you want to help me? Like, are you ready to, like, take care of Slackjaw's bones?" And it does give you the option to be like, yes or no. And I said, yes, I did. And she says,
"Same.
Great. Like, can't wait to have stew tonight." Like, she wants to eat this man.
Yeah.
So then you can go talk to Slackjaw. And he says, "Corvo, like, what are you doing?" Which is fine, because he knows your name now. You're on a first-name basis.
Uh-huh. Well, if you... She's like, thanks for the help. If you talk to him first, before you talk to Granny Lags, the first thing he says, if you, like me, cheated him earlier by stealing the stuff from the safe before you gave him the, or from the art dealer's safe before you gave him the code, the first thing he says is, "You cheating bastard." Like, how dare you?
That's so funny.
And he, like, said that at first, and I was like, what did I do? Oh, I did do that.
I think I also did that, but...
You only get it if you talk to Granny Rags first, then the first thing he says to you is like, hey, don't kill me. But if you talk to him first, then he's like, fuck you.
That's so funny. I did talk to Granny Rags first. So, yeah, like, there's, like, a bunch of different ways this can go. Like, the upshot of it is, you, like, if you help Granny, she wants you to kill Slackjaw, unlock him, and throw him in the pot to be cooked.
And that's like, all she wants.
And then she's like, thank you so much. Like, take your gifts and go. And I'm like, thank you. White old lady, you're eating someone. Like,
honestly, I was like, thanks for not making me eat this stew, which is like kind of how I thought this was gonna go, and she does not, so thanks.
Yeah, she doesn't want to share.
Also, you just throw Slackjaw in there. It's like, okay, he's still wearing all his clothes and shit. Like, I don't know. This whole thing is terrible.
The bathtub is, like, there's, like, a bunch of, like, bones
it's, like, sticking, green.
Like, out of it. It's bubbling, like, this really gross, sludgy, dark green, brown, bubbly sludge. It's, like...
It's so gross.
It's really gross. If you talk to Slackjaw, like, he will tell her that you have to find... If you talk to Slackjaw and you agree to help him, he will tell you to find her cameo. And it's, like, very, like... unclear how he knows this, but pretty much, like, she can't be killed unless her cameo is destroyed.
Yeah, and there's like, another way for you to find this out if you don't, like, talk to him, because the cameo is, like, basically on her bed, which is, like, up some stairs in her, like, weird little room. And there's also a book that's, like, it's, like, a journal from her husband, I think?
Yeah, I think it's a journal from her husband talking about how, like, a ritual in Pandisia, they had thought it was, like, a bunch of carvings, like, worshipping someone, but they found out that it was actually not that. If you follow the ritual, it's, like, the hero steals a jewel from the monster and casts it into an unquenchable fire, thus the monster is made mortal.
So it's her Horcrux, basically.
Yeah, it's her Horcrux. And then there's, like, a note about how Vera Moray is too interested in his field manuals, and that's not right for a lady of her station. And then there's a note...
Oh, yeah, he's like, I must reprimand her. It's like, no wonder she killed you.
Yeah, at the bottom, there's a note from Vera saying, you're so dreary, dearie. Which I think is also the first time we know that Vera Moray is Granny, right?
If you weren't playing the Definitive Edition, I think. Because you got info about it, if you do.
Actually, no, I think that's not true, because I think the Outsider tells you when you go to her shrine.
Oh, yeah.
Does he?
Yeah, I think you know earlier only in the Definitive Edition, but otherwise you're like, oh,
fun.
But yeah, so she has a furnace in her room, which is convenient.
It is really convenient. I just Googled to make sure, and the Outsider does not tell you her real name.
Okay.
And once you go to her shrine, he just tells you that, she was once very beautiful and made a different choice and murdered people and stuff.
Thanks, Outsider, as always. Yeah, because this shrine is, like, again, in her room. You can either, if you help her, she's just like, okay, go get your gifts, and you can, like, go take the rune from it. Or you can just go there anyway, even if you deal with her.
Yeah, and to be clear, like, you do have to get the cameo. Like, if you try to kill her before you, like, put the cameo in the furnace, she will turn into rats.
Oh, yeah, it sucks.
It sucks.
Yeah, and you put the cameo in the fire, and then you have to go kill her again.
Yeah.
And then she'll actually die.
I just knocked her out, which seems like such a bad idea, but, you know, I was being low chaos, but I was like, man, I would probably kill Sadie.
Canonically, she must die because of stuff that happens later.
Yeah, canonically, Corvo kills her to save Slapjaw, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, then you can take the key off her body, go free Slackjaw, and he tells you, it's like, you know what's kind of funny? And you're like, no, I don't know what's funny, Slackjaw. And he says, when we were kids, we were all scared of the, like, Granny Rags, thought she was some crazy witch, then we grew up and thought she was just a sad old lady. Isn't that just funny? And I'm like, not really, but...
Yeah, it's like, he's like, we were right the first time.
Yeah, it's like, alright. Then he gives you a bunch of coins, the sewer key, and says, good luck, Corvo, and then he smokes a cigarette right in your face.
Yeah, and if you side with Granny Rags, she like gives you the key to unlock Slackjaw, which is also apparently the sewer key. I don't know how they're the same key, but they are.
Yeah. I mean, like, I bet you can loot Slackjaw's body.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Basically, no matter how this goes, you get the key.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And so after this, like, I undid Slackjaw, and then I went back up to steal the rune to go talk, like, to, yeah. I went up to steal the rune and see what the outsider would say to me. And he's pretty much like, yeah, like, how'd you get here, you interesting fucker? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly what he says. Good job.
Okay, I'm sorry. He says, you find your way into such interesting places, Corvo. Which is pretty Thank much you. Like, damn, how'd you get here, you interesting fucker?
You funky little lesbian, Corvo, you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I can't remember. Like, he talks about, like...
I pulled it up. He's like, yeah, he's like, if you saved Slackjaw, he'll mention that. Then he's like, how does it feel knowing that your allies betrayed you? Strange how there's always a little more innocence left to lose. So thanks. And then for me, he says, endowed, you just killed the greatest assassin of the age. Did you do it for the love of the Empress or Emily? Or was it the primal desire to rise above other men? Do you even know why? And then he disappears.
That's such a dick move, because, like, every time he's like, is this because of mankind? I'm like, no, he killed my wife. It's not because of mankind.
Like, it's not that complicated, dude.
This is wild.
No, what I love is...
It's so funny. I'm like, I don't know, why wouldn't I want to kill the guy who murdered my wife and kidnapped my child and threw me in prison for 6 months? Can't imagine.
Well, and because, like... I don't know. Well, because if you don't kill Dowd, he's like, hey, the man, like, Dowd, the man who killed the Empress, you had him in the palm of your hand, and you let him walk away? You fascinate me.
Which is, like, again, also not that fascinating. Like, it's okay to not kill people.
But, like you were just saying, like, oh, like, it's not, like, I killed him because, like, he, you know, did all this shit. And it's, like, so it's, like, oh, it's interesting if he decided not to. There's, like, an interesting through line in these games about, like, what mercy means.
I think it's just funny, because, like, in real life, like, I think, like, if, you know, if you were like, oh, that person killed my wife, it would be not that wild if you killed that person.
And also not that wild if you didn't. Well, you have to understand, we're in Dunwall, where everyone's just on murder all the time. It's just murder, murder, murder.
Sometimes that's how it is.
You have fucking Granny Rags over here being like, I'm gonna eat this guy.
Yeah, she's a little, she's a bit much.
She's a lot. Anyway, yeah, so the outsider basically just, like, shows up, says some gay shit to you about how cool you are, and then leaves.
And you're like, thanks.
And does not, he doesn't mention it at all if you killed Granny Rags. Like, it's like, Granny Rags is, like, marked up by the outsider, but he clearly is, like, way past caring about her ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, he doesn't say anything about Granny Rags. It's just, it's interesting.
Like, he at least kind of cares about Dowd still, sort of.
I feel like, well, I don't know if he does, but yeah, I don't know. Like, I think I would take it a little more personally, but whatever, he's a god.
Whatever, he's a big weirdo. Yeah. I love him.
But yeah, pretty much after this, you can just go back to where you found that thug, who is either gone or dead.
Or dead.
And this time you can go through the sewer gate. Yay!
And there's so many weepers here. Maybe there were less weepers for you, but there were so many. There were like 10. There were like 15. Yeah, I had to kill them all.
When you are in low chaos and you go through this area, you find like a plague survivor camp. So it's a bunch of people on the run from the city watch, hiding down in the sewers. Presumably, in high chaos, they all have the plague and they died. Or are dying.
Yeah, they were all weepers. Yeah. Alas.
Two of the people in this camp were, like, talking about their son, who did he make it, and he made it out on the boat with, like, the mom's cousin. And they're like, oh, thank God. And
that's so sweet.
The father's like, we can take the next boat out tomorrow. Like, I know we never liked Morley, but, you know, the three of us can be together there. That's so sweet.
Aww.
What a good family. Have fun in Morley.
That's, yeah, even though apparently everyone in Dunwall thinks it sucks.
Yeah. And then that's pretty much the end. Like, you can go all the way through to the end of the sewer and the mission, and, like,
That's yeah, yeah, basically, like, yeah, basically your aim was basically to get back to the Hound Pits pub, which I guess has this door to it at the end of the sewer. Because that's how sewers work. I don't know.
Yeah, the sewer, where you come out is in, like, an abandoned apartment across the street from the pub, which makes less sense. Yeah. And also, like, we know the Hound Pit pub has a sewer door in
it. Yeah, because you went there to kill those weepers. Yeah. Yeah, it's unclear why this is the way it is.
But either way, we ended the level. We either did or didn't kill Dowd. And things are okay.
Things are things, certainly.
Things are things.
And you're finally through the flooded district, which this has to be the, like, longest mission in this fucking game. There's, like, 5 distinct areas. It's ridiculous.
I don't know, because on one hand, there's 5 distinct areas, but on the other, there is nothing in them. You just have to go there.
Most interesting thing is all the shit about Dowd, because Dowd's very interesting. Although not interesting enough for the outsider, apparently.
Yeah, the only interesting thing is Dowd and the Whalers. And, like, even that's, like, I don't want to talk too much about Dowd before we get to, like, the Knife of Dunwall.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun. But yeah, that's it. Oh yeah, and the Granny Rags, the Granny Rag Shrine is the last outsider shrine in this game. Fun fact.
It is? It's the last one?
Yeah, because the...
Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot. Granny Rags is a painting in her bedroom.
Oh. Oh, she does?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's two more missions. It's a Sokoloff
painting called The Outsider in the Circumscribed Void. It's a picture of the outsider, but he has a blurred face because Sokoloff doesn't know what the fuck he looks like.
I didn't find... Where the fuck was that? Her bed.
Right there.
Apparently I just wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
That makes sense, because Granny Rags wants to bone the outsider.
Yes.
And it's also very funny that the Sokolov can't paint his face.
Yeah. So, and that's the last one in the mission, or the last one in the game you can grab is this one. Because I got the trophy.
Dishonor is just the story of, like, everybody wants to bang the outsider, but the only person the outsider cares about is Corvo.
Pretty much. That's pretty much it. That's the entirety of the game in a nutshell.
And Dowd's super bitter about it and affects everything he does for the rest of forever. The end.
I mean, that's understandable. If you had, like, magic powers given to you by some weird void god who then decided, like, actually, I don't like you anymore, wouldn't you be a little bitter?
Only if she was hot. Only if she was hot.
Okay, well, the outsider's not hot. So I think
we have established that the outsider is not hot, and me and Claire have had the discussion many times that the outsider would be way better if the outsider was a lesbian. So that's where we stand.
It's true. We're so right. Either way. I think that's all for this mission. Like, I don't...
I think that's it. I've, like, had so much side.
Me too.
This was a 2-sider mission, everybody. Are we good?
Yeah. What's your Twitter?
Find me on the... I'm Sarah. Hi. You can find me on the internet at Lucky Dice Kirby, or you can find this podcast at Drunken Whalers on Twitter. Send us memes. Claire, where can we find you?
Where can we find me? We can find me at Surrealist Trees, on Twitter, and that's pretty much it.
We did it!
No. The intro and outro music is Goosebeak Whale by Alps. Now we did it.
Now we did it! Yay!
We did it! We got through the flooded district, the second worst mission in the game.
Woohoo!
I think the next ones are good. So.
Yeah.
Tune in for.
Good shit coming up. Get excited for the last mission, which is gonna be so complicated for us to talk about. Yay!
Yes, it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be a lot of episodes. We're ready.
We're so ready.
Alright.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Bye, everyone!